Hello, what is up? Welcome to MLB DFS Today. I'm your host, Tim Sim, and I am here to break down the Wednesday 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific slate on DraftKings. And yeah, it's kind of an interesting slate. No real standout stacks going in this one. We got a couple of aces, a couple of close matchups going. So I'm just going to share with you some of the leanings that stand out to me, maybe some matchups that I'll be targeting. But before we get into that, I wanted to give a shout out to the football side of Sports Ethos. They did an incredible job with all the preseason stuff. They really helped me out in my draft, and they had a great week one on the wager pass. I know my man Keith killed it on there. So if you're not signed up to the fantasy pass, the DFS pass, the wager pass, I don't know what you're doing. It's free money out there on the table. So go to sportsethos.com, sign up for those. It's a long season ahead of us. I'm sure a lot of you play fantasy football, and fantasy football is one on the waivers. So they will have their fingers on the pulse. Keep an eye out for that. Stay with them all season long. But yeah, with that said, let's get into some of this action we got ahead of us. Let's start off with the Oakland A's in Houston to take on the AL West leading Astros. Oakland, surprising a lot of people, taking the first two games of this series. They got to Justin Verlander on Tuesday. If the Astros have any weak spot, it is their starting rotation. Their guys have not been able to get it done, really. And we have Hunter Brown on the mound, the rookie for the Astros, who has had a rough September. He's allowed 9 runs in his 2 September starts. So they really need these games, every game they can get, because they are in the race for that AL West pennant. But I'm not sure with Hunter Brown going if they can do it with a pitching masterclass. So I think you can just get a lot of really good value on this Oakland side. We saw Shane Langeliers, the catcher, who is under 3,000 right now at 2,700. He homered in both of these games. Brent Rooker did not play on Tuesday, but he homered on Monday. You can play Zach Gieloff, who's under 5,000 at 4,800. He's really turning heads. He's a great rookie. So I think you can get a lot of value on this Oakland side, and you can maybe fill out your roster with cheap Oakland guys and probably fit a few expensive Houston bats. I think this one is going to be one of the more high-scoring games on the board, just because there are no bona fide aces going. I mean, Paul Blackburn's been okay. If you count out Mason Miller for the A's, Blackburn is the has the lowest ERA among their starting pitchers, so he hasn't been that bad. But Houston really needs this game, especially after dropping the first two to this terrible Oakland team. So they will probably come out guns blazing. So I think you can fill out your lineup with a lot of players on both sides of this game. And yeah, I think it'll be one of the higher scoring ones we have on the board. And that's really something that I'm looking for in this slate, is these games without bona fide aces, because that's really going to be your best chance. I mean, we have Snell going for San Diego, so that kind of puts the Dodgers as a risky play for me, just because Snell has been so good. We got Zach Gallen going for the Diamondbacks, so that kind of takes the Mets out of it for me. Even someone like Clark Schmidt going for the Yankees, he's been okay. I mean, he kind of scares me off of this Boston side, to be honest. So that leaves me with games like the Royals and the White Sox, where it's just two teams that have nothing to play for. They've been out of it forever. They're just putting up garbage time stats, essentially, kind of padding their season-long stats. So yeah, you're looking at someone like Bobby Witt Jr., who is just he's continuing his amazing year. He's at 28 homers, 86 ribbies. He had 3 hits in the first game of a doubleheader that the Royals and White Sox played on the south side of Chicago. They were forced to do that after some weather postponed their game over the weekend. So I am going to play him for sure. You can get a lot lot of value on both of these sides. I mean, you can play someone like Kyle Isbell, who's super cheap, 2,400, a left-handed bat going against Mike Clevinger. He's put a couple of nice games together. He had a triple in Sunday's game against the Blue Jays. So he's got a little bit of speed. He's got some stolen bases. So he's a threat there. So if you really need to fill out your lineup with some cheap guys, this is a great game to do it with. I think you can target the either side. Clevinger, really inconsistent performances lately. His last two games both came against the same team in the Tigers, and one of them he went 7 innings, gave up only 3 hits. And the one before that, he went only 4 innings, gave up 8 runs on 12 hits. So that kind of speaks to how inconsistent he has been. I think you're safe on either side of this one. I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored. Alec Marsh is on the mound for the Royals. He could be in for a short evening. So if you want to fit guys in on both sides of this game, I think you're going to be in a good spot. Let's go to the Rogers Center for the Rangers and the Blue Jays. This is kind of a sneaky option, I think. I think Toronto is the play here. Jordan Montgomery on the mound for the Rangers, and he has put together a couple of stinkers here. I mean, he looked really good when he came into this rotation, and then he had an 8-inning, 4-hit game against the Diamondbacks. In the 3 games since then, so his 3 most recent starts, he has allowed 14 runs. One of those games was against the A's. That was his last start. Gave up 8 hits, 5 runs in that one. He has really kind of fallen off. And I think the Blue Jays are primed to take advantage of him. And one thing that really would surprise anybody at the beginning of the year is if you told them that some guy named Davis Schneider is priced above Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and George Springer and Matt Chapman. I mean, Chapman's hurt, but still, he is priced under Schneider. Schneider has been incredible, really one of the players of the last few weeks. He homered today, hit a double. His OPS is 1.315. I don't really understand where he came from, but he has hit 405 at home in only 12 games, but man, he has been crushing it. So I cannot advise against playing him in a stack. I think Kikuchi has been kind of steady Eddie for the Blue Jays this year. The Rangers somehow still in this pennant race. But we saw Scherzer. He was not very good on Tuesday again, so he's kind of put together a couple of bad starts. But the Rangers were able to pull that game out at least. Scherzer, I think they're saying he might have gotten hurt, a right tricep spasm. So things are not looking good for the Rangers. I think Jordan Montgomery could let them down in this one. So I think you can target some Toronto guys if you want to go with some cheaper bats. I mean, you could maybe play Dalton Varsho in there. He's at 3,200 or 3,300. Alejandro Kirk is at 3,200. He's kind of a boomer bust guy though, so I don't know. But if you think, if you like your chances with him, you could play him. Kevon Biggio is maybe a guy if you want to go value that you can play. He's got multi-position eligibility as well at third baseman and outfield, so that's always valuable. But yeah, if you're playing a Toronto stack, you 100% have to have Davis Schneider in there. Like I said, Jordan Montgomery, he's really been disappointing in the last few starts, and I think the Rangers could be in big trouble in this one. Those are mostly going to be the games that I am targeting for my offense. You could maybe play an Aaron Judge as your big money play. I think of the two pitchers going, Tanner Houck and Clark Schmidt, Houck is the more questionable one. That game has a really high run total at 10.5, I saw it. But there's the potential for rain in the forecast in Boston and in the Mets game. So that kind of scared me off of those ones. But I think if you're going to play anybody from that Yankee-Red Sox game, you want to go with your higher-priced guys. Unfortunately, the Jason Dominguez news is really unfortunate because he was crushing it. So he is definitely somebody that I would have targeted against Tanner Houck. Because of that, really, the Yankees start to become top-heavy again, just like they have been all year. So that's kind of a stay away for me. As I said, Blake Snell on the mound for the Padres, that's going to scare me off of that one. For pitchers, I think I'm probably going to go Clark Schmidt and maybe a Colin Ray, who has a matchup against the Marlins. We saw Brandon Woodruff had a gem complete game shutout against this Marlins team. And Freddie Peralta also threw a gem. And this Brewers team all of a sudden looks like they're in prime form for the postseason. Their rotation is probably the best unit in the majors right now. But you look at this pricing on this slate, and Colin Ray is the second cheapest pitcher going at $6,000. For that price, you can get him in there and put a couple of big bats in your lineup as well. They probably think Ray is not going to go that long into the game, and he probably won't. But even in his last two starts, he went into the fifth inning, struck out six in each of those games, and the Marlins just really look stagnant right now. I'm not really sure what's going on there. Maybe it's just the Brewers, the quality of the Brewers pitching staff keeping them down. But I think I'm going to go Ray with this one, maybe pair him with a Kikuchi, use some of that extra money for a Kikuchi or a Schmidt, like I said, if you want to use that money towards a bat. But that's the slate for Wednesday. Those are the games that I like, the pitchers I like. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up at MeTimSim on X or Twitter, whatever you prefer. Look out for my deliveries, my pick'ems. I was hot on my pick'em again on Tuesday. It is underway, but so far 3-0. That is not bad. So check it out. Keep listening. Sign up for everything on Sports Ethos throughout the NFL season and heading into these baseball playoffs. It should be a fun rest of the year. But thank you for listening, and I'll catch you guys next time.